Hi, this is a depression for patient Corey of Corey Howell. Date of birth 5/21/1977. Date of accident 1/6/2024. Date of service is 2/19/2024. Corey Howell, Corey Howell. Is here for follow-up evaluation with multiple complaints emanating from a automobile accident where he was hit by a moving car as a pedestrian while he was near his car just coming out. A passing car hit him, and after that he flew in the air and landed on the ground, leading to multiple issues starting with headache, head injury, history of TBI, of dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, as well as syndrome of hemopneumothorax, pulmonary contusion, close fracture of the second metacarpal of the left wrist, left hand, close fracture of the right third rib, right three ribs, close fracture of the transverse process of lumbar spine, and Coley's fracture. And apparently the patient was admitted to the hospital. He's undergoing multi-specialty care, beginning with he's seeing orthopedic surgery. Physical therapy is going on, chiropractic treatments are going on. He's seeing a neurologist, neuropsych, psychiatrist, counseling, and patient is recovering slowly. He has all the DMEs like neck brace, back brace, knee brace, tens unit, which have been provided to him. Currently, today he reports that his pain in the neck and mid-back and lower back is around 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. He has pain in both the shoulders. He reports that his chest pain is now slightly improving, the chest pain due to the fractured ribs. He has shortness of breath as he cannot take a full breath. He is seeing neurologist and psychiatrist. He is now being referred to a pulmonary specialist as well. He reports of numbness of his right chest, in fact. Pain level is from 8 to 10, while ADLs are reported affected are 8, and patient reports 20% improvement only in the pain syndrome. Kindly review the chart for the ADLs, for the system review, additional histories, compliance, and substance abuse also. In the physical examination, we mentioned blood pressure 122 over 77, pulse 80, pulse ox is 98. Rest of the exam will remain the same as discussed in 2/6/2024 visit, dictation number 0206-059. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue the patient on stool softener, muscle relaxer, gabapentin, general medications for pain. He is provided with Percocet 10 over 325, one tablet daily, 30 days supply, 30 tablets, after reviewing his maps and labs. Physical therapy has been ordered to continue 3 times per week for neck, mid-back, lower back, with traction massage, echotherapy, gait training. Patients provided with disability for work, attended care is provided 6 hours, 7 days for his ongoing issues with all the things that are emanating. He's unable to do his job at home. Any ADLs that are affected, he's filed an affidavit in this regard. Transportation has been ordered as well as case management is ordered. Other than that, patient is stable and he was recommended doctor. For chiropractic treatment, he has been provided walker and rollator walkers, and no other treatments are ordered. His MRI that were ordered on the